get up and go where I want when I want to, nigga. Oh my god, I can finally take my dog places and shit. It's crazy. It's gonna be a whole new world. I'm hyped for that.
Y'all think this shit sound bad enough to where I shouldn't do the podcast like this?
Oh, you fine. I'm just letting you know what it sounds like.
All right, bet.
That's not too bad.
5 minutes anyway. That being said, welcome to episode 25 of the Mind of Reese podcast. Y'all know how we coming. I got my boys with me, the crew back, Jerron and Derek.
In that order.
Nigga, get off my dick, nigga.
Hold on.
God damn.
Hold up. We were trying to find an intro, right? That's a new intro. What you talking about?
Facts. You see how he paused for me to get that out? Because he know what time it is.
Real niggas really something. They was like, you know what? When they was trying to figure out who they wanted to bring, like, who can we just hoe the fuck out of? And Jerron was like, I got just the man. And bro, I'm sitting here thinking I was getting blessed. They really brought me out here to hoe a nigga. That's crazy, bro. That's crazy. We'll see. I thought, girl.
Nah, bro. We ain't doing like that. We ain't hoeing you like my niggas from Through the Wire hoed me on Twitter. No, not on Twitter. On they goddamn.
On the podcast.
All right, man. That shit was wild.
That shit was funny. Yeah, they got
they said,
that
they
shit
said,
was funny.
Hey, they said, I ain't
was like, this
my Twitter
nigga be nasty. This nigga nasty at 8 in the morning every day.
He said, ain't even washed the crust out of his eyes. He just busted his
eyes. I tweeted at them niggas. I said, yo, y'all the fucking ops for that shit. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Yo, so I was just listening to the podcast casually and shit. So he was like, they had mentioned the podcast before that. They was like, because remember when we asked him, we had a question where it was like, movies you recommend or something like that. And he, one of the movies that he recommended, like Dark Skies or something like that. So it was like, yeah, did you have fun on the pod? And he was like, yeah. And then he brought it back up when he was like, you don't tweet at Reese, which P.S. nigga, you don't be tweeting at me like that. I just want you to know that. And I also peeped that after that episode came out, you tweeted at me. I'm on your ass. But I seen that, I was like, and then he said he'd be on that freaky shit. I was like, oh, here we go. And motherfuckers just kept it going.
They even mentioned that shit on the podcast, too.
The only one that don't follow me is the one that said, I can't follow you. Now I know why. Like I said, I ain't trying to have that freaky shit on my timeline. I understand.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Bro. I mean, if your Facebook is freaky, I could imagine with the shit you be retweeting on Twitter, nigga.
Yeah, because you know they let you do whatever on Twitter.
Bro, I know your shit be having all types. I know.
But no.
Half of the people you funny. Follow is porn stars and OnlyFans type of bitches. I already know it.
You know what's funny is that I went on Twitter recently just to like update my shit. I'm like, man, let me just go ahead and get my Twitter right. You know, let me go follow some people. Because nigga, I ain't never on Twitter. I ain't been on Twitter and nigga, I couldn't tell you how long. The first thing I did is I went to Reese's page so that way I could go and, you know, find, you know, pretty much the majority of the niggas. So I knew he was, you know, retweeting the podcast and shit. Or, you know, advertising the podcast. The first fucking picture I see is some bitch with some big ass titties out. I'm talking about the absolute very first post this nigga had tweeted, bro. I'm like, God damn, bro. Just case in point. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, look. It be like that sometimes, right?
Hey, sometimes you don't think it be like it is, but it really do, though.
But the thing is, the craziest part about my fucking Twitter ain't even, like, my retweets is crazy, but some of the shit I be saying is just wild. And it's this one, I gotta get my nigga to send me the stuff, yo. It's this Mavs fan on Twitter. His name, James Brambo. Shout out to James Brambo. I was on the first episode of his podcast, his Mavs podcast, too. He had me on there. Appreciate it. But this nigga won't let me live any of my tweets down, bro. Like that Demi Lovato tweet from the Super Bowl last year.
Uh-oh, yeah.
Anytime I try to post something on Twitter talking about I'm wholesome, this nigga will retweet it and be like, this you?
But like, are you really?
Nigga told me, like, yo, this shit going in the horny hall of fame. Like, oh, God. I meant every word of it. What you talking about?
Hey, facts.
It was one I said, who was it? I said, I eat her ass with a bib around my neck or something like that. Yeah, shit was wild.
Wait, wasn't that the one that they tried to get you for on Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook tried to get me for it, yo. Shit was nuts.
That shit crazy.
Shit was ass, technically.
I can't believe this nigga said that. As of today, though, well, not as of today, as of like yesterday or 2 days ago, Horny Reese on Twitter is dead. I'm retiring the character of Horny Reese on Twitter. I have not retweeted any porn. I have not liked any porn. No freaky shit. None of that. I'm changing my life over. I'm finding God. I'm ready to reform myself. Y'all niggas don't believe me.
I was about to say, that was a moment of silence for all that bullshit you was just
doing. Yeah. I smelt a heaping healthy sack of shit just now. Yeah, that's what that sound like.
I give it
24 hours.
It's already been 24 hours.
I'm talking about from the time you said this.
Oh shit.
Because I feel like you're gonna try it tonight and you're gonna wake up in the morning and see a big old fat ass and just retweet that shit. Then you're gonna be like, damn.
Hey man, look, if people were sad, they was like, nah, bruh. Twitter need Horny Reese, you feel me? One nigga was like, fuck it. Spam him with sweetie pictures. I was like, bro, please don't do that.
Yo,
let her nudes get leaked. I bet you act a fool.
It's a wrap.
Oh shit, I'm a fool like a motherfucker, bro.
Like laundry after 3 days, I'm sitting on your chair in the room.
Man, fold like a steel chair in the main event of Monday Night Raw, nigga.
Oh my god.
Shout out to everybody that, you know, supported the last episode. We got our most plays on the episode ever.
Man, for real, for real. That shit is crazy.
Yeah,
you know. Shout out to Mike Derrick again, for real, for real.
Yeah, for the coming on. Definitely appreciated the episode.
That shit was fun. Shit was definitely just to be able to chop it up with the boys. That shit was awesome. I enjoyed every second of that.
I mean, I got what I accomplished. I wanted them to tell some good stories, you feel me?
We got it, yeah. They came with the heat, for real.
Did y'all see the video? Nah, you probably see it. A video of them playing one-on-one.
Oh, no, I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. Send the link.
Hey, I'm going to send the link. I don't want to spoil it.
So. Did y'all see?
I did see who won, because I'm on Twitter, obviously.
Did y'all see the news with Skip Bayless?
Oh, that boy just got paid.
4 years, $32 million.
Yes, sir. Basketball contract.
Facts.
That's what I'm saying.
Shout out to Skip.
Yeah. They ESPN tried their hardest to reunite Skip and Stephen A. They was trying their best.
I bet.
I seen that.
But because
right now, like, Skip is bigger than ever right now, bro.
Yeah.
Is crazy because growing up, like through high, like I don't know, just like for the longest, he's always been just big as fuck in my opinion. The fact that he's now more than ever, and I feel like a lot of that has to do with Uncle Shannon.
Yeah, because the thing is, like Skip always just seemed like kind of a, I'm not gonna say an afterthought, but like the second fiddle between Skip and Stephen A. Like.
Yeah,
he always seemed like the second fiddle, but now on with Undisputed, when it first came out, because I've been Undisputed fan since day one, like when it first came out, you could tell Shannon Sharp was like very second fiddle. Like it was like Skip Bayless and the football player he helped get put on, kind of. But now it's like, you know, they're both equivalent. Like I couldn't imagine the show with anybody else. Like if Skip would have went back to ESPN, they would have just had to make another show. You can't do Undisputed. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, yeah, exactly.
I don't even watch First Take, honestly. I love Undisputed. And I don't watch Undisputed for factual information or anything like that. I watch it for the entertainment because it's funny as hell. Like, they be having me rolling. Yeah, First Take just seems very forced.
First Take is definitely forced. ESPN in general is forced with like.
Yeah. It is. No, it really is now. Now, more than ever. No, it is.
Yeah. But the crazy thing is FS1 took everybody from ESPN. Like the people we wanted to see on ESPN all work for FS1 now.
Perfect.
I can't really watch them. I don't really like Fox Sports 1 either because they got a lot of idiots over there. ESPN got a lot of idiots too. Just niggas just be saying anything.
I don't say they're all the way around.
I don't really like. Over the past like 2 years, I've kind of moved from watching like sports media on TV and stuff and just moved to like podcasts and shit like that, whereas people giving like actual opinions and stories and talking about shit, not just, oh, what's going to get the goddamn people to watch TV today? Oh, Damian Lillard just hit a game-winning shot last night. Let's talk about whether he should leave Portland or not. Stephen A. Smith on First Take talking about whether Kyrie should retire. Stephen A. going back and forth every goddamn week whether or not the Nets or the Lakers going to win the championship. Like, bro, nobody want to hear that, bro.
That's like, literally something. That literally sums it up.
Oh, I mean, people do want to hear. Sports niggas don't want to hear that shit.
Can't forget about Tom Brady.
That's, don't get me started.
Oh my gosh, they come up with.
Don't forget about Tom Brady, though. Yeah, you got, and then LeBron. Tom Brady and LeBron will always get talked about.
Like, bro,
that's like them two are 2/3 of the show.
When football and basketball aren't in season, First Take just be talking about anything, yo. Just fucking anything. Like,
it's a weird guy. It's like there's nothing else going on in the world. It's like,
and that's it. They throw boxing in there. Like, let's be honest, boxing ain't as hot as it used to be. Niggas ain't tuning in the First Take to watch boxing unless
you
actually got the people who's about to fight on the show talking. Right. Then I'll watch.
And then when they're there for them, not y'all at all.
Right. Like, come on, bro. Don't nobody, yo.
I feel like FS1 manages downtime better, because especially with Undisputed, because they could talk about a bunch of shit on Undisputed, because, you know, niggas say what you want about Skip Bayless's sports take, but Skip is woke as fuck. And I found out that Skip was raised by a black woman. Did y'all know that?
Yeah, I
did not know that.
That shit's crazy. He
talked about it on First Take before.
Yeah, like, because his parents were fucked up and he was raised by a black woman. So it makes sense that Skip is woke as fuck. Like,
Skip always been like that, yeah.
Yeah, like, Skip be socially, Skip be on his shit, which is why I'm like, you cannot be this intelligent in real life, like, with your social moves and how you interact with people, and then just not apply that logic to sports. Because Skip Bayless' takes are just the most asinine.
He does it on purpose, takes. I feel like.
He does it on purpose. Like, he's the bad guy. It's like,
he embraces that. He embraces that entire persona, too. He does it well. He plays it well. He does it very well.
After a while, it's annoying, though.
Because he'll take it to the extreme. That's the thing. It's like, at this point in his career, he said some of the most outlandish shit that I feel like he's almost feels like he has to try to top some of the shit that he said. So I feel like at that point, he's just saying shit to just try to top the last shit that he said that wowed everybody. You know what I mean? I don't know.
It was like right before Skip Bayless left ESPN. Did y'all see what Kevin Hart said on First Take?
No.
He was like, I have never, like, he looked Skip dead in his face. Kevin Hart was like, I have never met somebody who could just be so wrong with a straight face as well. He said, and will look you dead in the face and be wrong as shit, unfazed. Like,
that's,
it was like, man, Skip Bayless is master. Well,
that makes Skip worse is he be on Twitter with it, bro. Like, Jerron, you don't have Twitter, so you probably don't see it as much. But anything happening in the NBA and this nigga, here come this nigga. Oh, well, a bum. Like, bro, shut up, bro.
Bro,
I had to unfollow this nigga.
I really feel like Skip Bayless is a LeBron fan.
I don't.
I do stuff
like exaggerates and fakes, but sometimes I wonder, yo, I think he's really an idiot.
Like, it's just, and you know, it's crazy. I saw a meme about this on, I think it was on Facebook, but they were like, LeBron James's ability to act like Skip Bayless is like, acknowledges
like that,
Skip Bayless's existence.
The fact that he's never acknowledged him makes him a Hall of Famer in itself, is what the meme said. Which is like, for real, I applaud that, man, for never
even. Like, and LeBron has responded to like a lot of criticism. Like, LeBron has responded and like thrown shade back. And a lot of, but he's never once responded to anything Skip Bayless has had to say.
Ever, never, ever in his career.
I feel like that's just a total lack of respect for Skip Bayless. I feel like he responds to people he has respect for, like Charles Barkley and shit like that. He'll respond to them. Maybe some other athletes from different sports.
Yeah,
he have opinions on him.
To Zlatan. I don't know if y'all
seen that. Like, he has respect for them and their and their stature and what they've accomplished, but he don't give a fuck about Skip Bayless
at all.
The thing is, when Skip left First Take, I was like, damn, nobody, like, they can't bring in anybody to, like, kind of make First Take interesting. When they said Max Kellerman, I was like, all right, you know what? This might actually work. And the Max and Stephen A thing was cool for a while, but now it's like,
that was just annoying
shit to talk about. And Max just be saying anything. Like, bro, I still can't believe this nigga said, with the universe on the line, I want Andre Iguodala taking the shot over Steph Curry. Like,
bro, who said that?
Max.
No, he did. He really said that. How did I never hear that? That's wild, bro.
He said Kawhi Leonard was more. No, who was it? Kawhi that he said.
Yeah, he said Kawhi Leonard was more clutch than Kobe.
Yeah, he's trying way too hard to be Steph.
The niggas walked off the set when he said that.
I would have done the same shit.
Like, they was just like, bro, I gotta go. I gotta go.
Like, he said Kawhi Leonard got more clutch moments than Kobe. Jay Williams asked him, he was like, okay, well, tell me about some of these clutch moments. And Max was like, yo, no bullshit. Max was like, well, I'll get back to you on that. Like, nigga, you got
You can't just say some outlandish shit like that and have no type of like.
Like, you have to be ready if somebody call you out.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why, like, I didn't even, like, with the Through the Wire niggas, that was like the first basketball podcast that I ever really watched. And then it was like, all right, these some young niggas. They from Chicago, which, in my opinion, is the fucking mecca of basketball. That's where most of the best hoopers is coming from now, not New York. Yeah. They're not really looking to make fucking headlines and shit. They just talking basketball. And then I started finding other podcasts and I'm like, all right, this is what I want to listen to. The ESPNs and the FS1s, you can keep that shit. Cause FS1, I know ESPN got some dumb niggas, but FS1 got three of the dumbest niggas I've ever listened to when it comes to sports in my life. And that's Skip Bayless, Nick Wright, and oh my God, the worst, Colin fucking Coward, whatever the fuck this calls himself.
Or I don't know who's worse, Colin Coward or fucking Rob Parker.
Rob Parker.
Hey, nah, Rob Parker's awful, man. I can't stand Rob Parker.
I don't know who's worse between the two of them.
I forgot that nigga had a job.
I don't know.
Yo, you know what pisses me off about Rob Parker?
He'll just pop up out of nowhere, bro. That's what pisses me off about him. He'll just go, you know, bro, like, where the fuck you come from, man? I thought he was done.
You know what pisses me off about Rob Parker? His fucking hairline. Like, it comes all the way over his forehead and damn near touches his eyebrows. Like, man, push that shit back. Your forehead is half an inch big. Like, what the fuck? Oh, a nigga that lets his hairline sit right there, that lets you know that his sports opinion is just garbage.
Oh my God. Well,
fuck Rob Parker.
Damn.
Yeah, he's by far, I hate Rob Parker more than I hate Skip, honestly.
I don't know if I hate anybody more than I hate Colin. No, I do.
No, what you call it? Fat ass from, what's his name? I can't stand this fat ass either. Used to be on Speak for Yourself.
Oh.
Brian Windhorst.
Yeah.
They replaced him with Emmanuel Acho. God damn it, what was his fucking name?
I mean,
y'all know who I'm talking about. He's a fucking coon.
Is he? Oh, Whitlock.
Whitlock. Oh, my God. Jason gosh. Whitlock. Fucking shitlock. Like, no.
Go ahead.
You say what?
No, I said go ahead.
Oh, like, bruh, this nigga Whitlock had, like, this nigga, like, he had bad opinions on everything. Like, on the court / field, off the court / field, like, his opinions on everything were just shitty. And, like, it was like he got a kick out of shitting on the black athlete, because he never did that to the white athletes, but he shitted. He consistently, continually kicked down and shitted on the black athletes. Like, that was his go-to. Nothing any black athlete ever did was impressive or good enough for him. Unless somebody was shucking and jiving like he does. I'm so glad they fired his ass. And I'm so glad they replaced him with Emmanuel Acho, because Emmanuel Acho is phenomenal.
There is one person that does not work for FS1 or ESPN that I hate more than anybody, bro.
Who?
Fucking Chris Sims. Bro.
Bro. Now here's a guy.
Bro.
No. That's you called Chris Collinsworth.
Bro? That's Collinsworth. Okay. That's Collinsworth.
You hate the Saints? But bro, this nigga is a national TV personality and all he does is talk. I've heard it for the last 3 years. All this nigga does is shit on the Saints. I've never heard this nigga say anything positive, bro. To the point where him and his, what's his goddamn co-host name? Florio. When the Saints beat the Buccaneers the second time during the regular season, everybody was giving predictions for the game. Everybody had us losing, whatever. You know, anytime something like that happened, regardless of what team it is, they gonna get on the reporter's ass, whoever said it, when it turns out, hey, because we bust their ass. So it came out, and these niggas got on their show throwing a fit talking about, oh, well, you know, we're supposed to give predictions and people get on social media and talk trash about us, like, because our predictions was wrong. I can't wait till the Saints have their day. Eat a dick, nigga. What are you talking about, nigga? Like, yo, don't get me started on this nigga, though. Man, I do not like you, nigga. And I'm going to clip this shit and post it on Twitter. I don't like you.
Tag him, too.
And I'm going to tag you, nigga. Fuck you talking about.
Yo, he went off.
You feel better?
So yeah,
I was about to say, you feel better?
How you feel about Chris Sims is how I feel about Whitlock and Rob Parker.
And also, nigga, one more thing. If your last name wasn't Sims, you wouldn't be on TV talking about football.
That's a fact. That nigga was terrible.
Because how many snaps did you play?
He was trash.
You was the nigga on Madden that we released in free agency to sign a kicker.
Facts. Yo, he was fucking garbage. Garbage. And he wasn't shit as a coach either.
At all. Your daddy should be ashamed.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. That was out of line. But the rest of the stuff I meant. But, you know, I'm pretty sure your father's proud. You got a nice job. But you're still a...
You had to write that down. Bro, it's okay. That's mild compared to some of the shit that's been said on this show.
That's facts.
Yeah, that's lukewarm, honestly.
Lukewarm. Straight cold, to be honest. It ain't even...
Yeah, I was really about to say that shit chilled.
Since we already on the topic of sports, we ain't really been talking sports or football too much lately, so we ain't got much to catch up on, because it ain't much been going on. J.J. Watt signing with the Arizona Cardinals.
Secure the bag.
Yes, sir. Hey, I don't blame him. Get that money.
Shout out to JJ.
I was arguing with a couple motherfuckers that was trying to talk shit about how stupid that was and blah, blah, blah. They won't win shit and this, that, and the third. He should have went to a contender and this, that, and that. He chased the money. I'm like, yeah. This one motherfucker in the group was like, yeah, he's only good for about four games and then he's going to be hurt. So that was a dumbass move. I'm like, you literally just proved why it was a smart move. If he's going to be hurt for four games, why wouldn't he get the most guaranteed money he can get? He's getting $23 million guaranteed over 2 years. So whether he gets hurt or not, they still got to pay that man $23 million. I'm like, you're dumb. But, I mean, I also say, yeah, you want to win, but you can't eat Super Bowl rings. Them Super Bowl rings ain't paying for private school. Them Super Bowl rings ain't helping you invest your money. Them Super Bowl rings ain't taking care of your grandchildren. You know what I'm saying?
And it's not like those Super Bowl chances are completely dead in Arizona. You know what I'm saying?
They're not
at all.
At the end of the day, like, you know, we fans, we see somebody like J.J., we want to see him win a Super Bowl, and I'm pretty sure he want to win one, but
of course,
the Hall of Famer regardless.
Oh, absolutely. He knows he's going in the Hall.
Super Bowls, a lot of NFL players in the Hall of Fame.
Thanks. Mm-hmm.
I didn't even.
It's a whole lot more. It's a whole lot more guys with Super Bowl rings than there are with gold jackets.
That's facts.
Yes, sir.
This ain't the Basketball Hall of Fame. Everybody ain't getting it.
Yeah, it's not the Hall of Really Good.
That shit crazy to me.
That's basketball. That's basketball that's is the exactly Hall of Really what that Good. Is, bro.
Like, we're going to come back to that. We're going to come back to that because I want to have a discussion about the Basketball Hall of Fame. But I didn't even really consider the Cardinals because when it happened, I was like, damn, that makes sense. DeAndre Hopkins.
At all. Yeah. He was over there recruiting his boy.
He said he wanted to play with Kyler. He believed in Kyler Murray and stuff. So I'm like, okay, that actually makes sense. I didn't even consider it. I was one of
at all.
People.
Oh, nobody did. That shit came out of that field.
Right.
You caught everybody by surprise.
I mean, and people act like, and like, it's usually, it's the same group of people that all, but they're like, when he said he believed in Kyler Murray, they're like, acting, well, he didn't do nothing. He didn't prove himself, blah, 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 blah. But I'm just like, every year there's a quarterback that just jumps there, that has that step and jumps out the window, MVP candidate, blah, 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 blah. I mean, we've seen it from Patrick Mahomes to Lamar Jackson to Josh Allen. Next year, it's probably going to be Kyler Murray. I mean, let's be real. I hope it's Baker Mayfield myself because y'all know that's my guy. But that the guy that's going to, I predict to jump off the screen and have that MVP campaign is Kyler Murray because now it's, you know, they got a little taste of success. And when he got hurt, they kind of fell off. But I think the Cardinals are coming back hungry.
Yeah.
I do think they fucked themselves with that contract, though, because they're going to lose a lot of players giving J.J. Watt that big deal. Because there's no way you keep Patrick Peterson. Patrick Peterson's about to be a free agent, and that's somebody that nobody's talking about right now. He is still really, really, really good.
Speaking of teams, let's talk about the Seattle Seahawks.
Man.
They fucking themselves out of an all-time great quarterback right now.
It's all right. It's okay. They ain't even got to worry about nothing, bro. We're going to sign and trade Dakota.
That's
okay.
Not happening. I tell you that.
Bro, chill. Now. Shut the fuck up, bro. Just let me
that's
talk my
not
shit,
happening.
Bro.
Let's not happening.
Let me wish, nigga. Dakota, let me wish, bro. Let me wish, bro. God damn. Hate having an Eagles fan on the fucking show, nigga. Go somewhere.
They're keeping.
They got to shit on everything. No, we're not, nigga. Chill, bro. No, we're not, bro. We're not. We're moving on. Russ is gonna bring a whole new fucking man. It's gonna be
in order for y'all to sign
Super Bowl in 2 years.
Dak Prescott would have to sign the franchise tag that y'all give him.
You hear this
and
nigga
he's
saying
not
he
gonna
wants
do
40
that.
Million?
Yep.
This nigga wants as much as Patrick Mahomes is getting paid.
Pay that man. And I'm hoping I make it clear. Pay that man.
Show ass up.
I love it. Like, look, I know our quarterback situation ain't the greatest, but as long as the Cowboys situation is just as bad, I have a
40 million for what, my guy?
40 for what? Million.
For what?
40 million. And on top
they're
of that, D-Law's going to make up like 12% of y'all's cap next year. DeMarcus Lawrence is going to make up 12% of the cap next year with his mediocre ass. Okay, he's not mediocre. He's really good.
Okay.
But he's
really
not. He's really good. But he's not what he got paid because he got paid JJ Watt type of money. He got paid that Von Miller, you know what I'm saying, that big dog type of money, and he ain't that. He's a tier below that, maybe even two tiers below that.
Yeah, okay. I won't dispute that. He had a really good year, got that brand, and then. I won't lie, LVE going down really fucked us because I fucked up our whole scheme. That put Jalen Smith in different roles, but he's not real good at. Jalen Smith is good at two things. And just, I don't know. It was just all fucked up from the beginning. I'm not going to sit here and make excuses for one of the historically worst defenses in the history of the fucking league. But it was just fucked up from the beginning.
And it sounded like y'all trying to y'all
like
trying to
about the Cowboys.
It sounded like y'all trying to keep Sean Lee too, which is hilarious.
I will cry, bro.
Bro, if y'all sign Sean Lee back, but that's some Jerry Jones shit though. That's some shit he do because you know he love him some Sean Lee.
75% of a season.
On mama's.
I don't even know.
No, well, how we get here, bro? I'm done talking about this.
Because you brought up the Cowboys, nigga.
No, nigga. I was talking about we trading Dakota for Russ.
No, that ain't happening.
It's happening, bro. It's happening, bro. I'm manifesting it.
But this is for the ladies. This is for the ladies. Ladies, I can't speak for all men, but I'm gonna speak for real niggas. This is the shit we talk about when we say Russ is a simp. This is why I don't like Russell Wilson. Honestly, this is that type of shit. This is the type of shit that from people that I personally know that have been in that locker room that have said that he's like, yeah, he's not the most loved guy in the locker room because of shit like this. What quarterback goes and throws their entire offensive line under the bus?
What did he say?
He said, I'm tired of getting hit.
First of all, you did say him being a simp isn't comparable to this. I don't think he's a simp, but I've heard you tell.
I'm talking about his simp behavior, how it affects it in all aspects of life. Not the fact that he loves his wife. Like, that's, he's supposed to do that. He's a great husband, great father. Kudos. You could be that and still be a simp ass nigga. I've been on this for a while.
I usually compare the simp thing to like women. But I see what you're saying. Yeah, but go ahead and finish.
Like he just the way he moves, like he's the type to let his bros fall to better himself. You know what I'm saying? He was a coach's pet. You know, like the whole shit with the interception against the Patriots, that was the coaches trying to get Russell Wilson the Super Bowl MVP and nothing else. That's all it was.
Why everybody know that?
But that's what I'm saying. But that was part of the problem in Seattle. Those were problems in the locker room that it took that play to kind of blow it up. Because we all know after that happened, Seattle was never the same. That shit that had been going on in that locker room came to light because of that play. You know, and this is just the type of shit that Russell Wilson does. You don't throw your offensive line under the bus. You don't call out your offensive line. Now, granted, them niggas are trash. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and say they're not, because he's averaged for getting sacked 40 times a season since he's been in the league. The fact that he's never missed any time due to injury is remarkable.
That's fucking crazy. Yeah, that shit's wild.
He's by far the most sacked quarterback in the league since he's gotten there. Now, he does have to take accountability on that because he runs into a lot of sacks. He holds on to the ball for a long time because he's trying to always make the big play, trying to live up to let Russ cook. So that a lot of that's on him. But 40 sacks a season since he got in there, that's atrocious. But I don't care what it is. You could have asked for your trade. You could have did whatever. But the fact that you threw your offensive line under the bus, you a bitch-ass nigga. And this is coming from a defensive lineman. So I'm like, I just don't fuck with that shit. That's some whole ass shit. And on top of that, now this is purely speculation. This is purely speculation on my end. I think this has more to do with his wife wanting to move to a bigger market. You know, his wife, she has a career of her own. She's doing her thing. Blah blah blah. But Seattle ain't it. Look where the places he named. Vegas, Dallas, New Orleans.
Girl, you ain't gonna get gumbo like that nowhere else. You're
shut up, nigga.
Ain't something, bro.
He could be in the Saints uniform, bro. I don't care. I want to win a championship. Actually, you know what?
As long as he stays away from the Saints and the Cowboys, I don't give a fuck where he goes.
I'm not expecting us to win a championship, and I'm not even that pressed for a championship no more. It's just dude I follow on Twitter, dude from New Orleans, named the BUN. And he gave an analogy on Twitter, and it made so much fucking sense. He said, you ever spend like months to years try and smash a chick and you fail. And here come another nigga swooping right in and he get the smash on the first try. And now you don't even want to see no more.
Yep.
That's what it was like with Tom Brady coming into the division and just winning a championship.
Damn. God damn.
Yeah. I was like, bro, that shit facts. Like
that hit a little different.
It ain't even gonna feel the same. Like, I'm gonna still be happy.
But of course. Bro. He really did do that too.
But now it seems like things heating up because they're getting on. At first, it was just, hey, if a trade was to ever happen, this is where I would like to go. But now it's more so like the Seahawks.
You don't say that unless you want out.
Right. But now it's more so like the Seahawks have been calling around and they're not really happy with each other. So we might see a Russell Wilson trade. I'm not expecting it to happen. Might see it. I think there's more likely we'll see a Russell Wilson trade than a Deshaun Watson trade, though.
He'll look real good with a fucking star on his helmet. That's all I'm
saying. No, he won't. He's going to look like an even bigger bitch.
He's going to look real good.
Baby back bitch.
You go to the Cowboys, and what is going to be, bro? Nothing.
That's fucked up. Shut the fuck up.
You see, you don't know. Come to New Orleans.
You're not listening to me anyway. You're talking to nobody.
Legacy again, bro. They will never lose your legacy again. You got a top wide receiver with you. You got a top running back with you. You got a great defense, and you got one of the greatest offensive-minded coaches of all time. What you got in Dallas?
Zeke? I don't care about none of that shit. I don't care about none of that shit.
So if he goes to Dallas, he's just going to be a bitch-ass nigga. If he goes to New Orleans, he's going to be a bitch-made nigga. Either way, it's going to be fuck that nigga, because fuck both of them teams, nigga. That's what I'm feeling. Y'all over here campaigning for this simp-ass nigga, and he ain't going to choose neither one of y'all. Watch. I bet you get traded to the Raiders.
Man, he's not coming here. So.
I wouldn't be.
So I'm going to try to manifest it.
I wouldn't be surprised. But moving on from football, I said I wanted to talk about the NBA Hall of Fame thing. My issue is, well, not the NBA Hall of Fame, the Basketball Hall of Fame. But my issue is that there is no NBA Hall of Fame. I feel like if there was an NBA Hall of Fame, it would be more prestigious because just anybody gets in. I don't want to say just anybody gets into the NBA Hall of Fame.
Bro.
The Basketball Hall of Fame, but it feels like it sometimes. You feel me? Because It feels like anybody just gets in to the NBA. I'm at the Basketball Hall of Fame. I keep fucking calling it the NBA Hall of Fame. It feels like anybody gets into just the Basketball Hall of Fame sometimes.
Yeah, you don't even have to make it to the NBA.
And when we look at the Basketball Hall of Fame, when it comes out, most of the people making it in or the headliners are NBA players. So we're looking at it from NBA criteria. But when guys like Chris Webber make it in, Grant Hill make it in, you think, damn, I forgot. They think about college career too. Like, bro, Andre Iguodala is going to get into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Nigga has an Olympic gold medal, NBA championship, finals MVP. How can he not get in? Yao Ming is in.
Well, it's the Basketball Hall of Fame. So yeah, right. what he did in fucking China was pretty fucking great. And he brought the NBA over to China single-handedly.
Right. Yeah. The reason NBA has that big market now in China is because of Yao Ming.
Yep.
Yeah, he was a revolutionary. So
that nigga stayed healthy. He could have been the greatest big man of all time, bro. That nigga was
It was dumb.
The skills on him, a 7'6" nigga, bro.
Yeah.
And I still don't think he was 7'6". I think he was taller than that.
I really do.
Bro, because he towered over Shaq, bro.
That's
like,
what I was just about to say. He made Shaq look like short. Not short, short, but like he made Shaq look dim the size. Yeah. But
yeah, I just, I don't think we're ever going to get it, but I just wish there was NBA.
So it's because it's too late to establish that and set that to the side.
Yeah.
Now. But yeah. Mm. The NBA Hall of Fame is the Basketball Hall of Fame is
y'all boys.
Because Maurice got me said, I always said Basketball Hall of Fame, and then this fuck up keeps saying NBA Hall of Fame. Got me saying it. Yeah, it's just if you were pretty good at some point in your career, you gonna get in.
Yeah. But it's weird.
I can't believe for somebody got in. That's just crazy to me.
It's somebody like Derrick Rose probably won't get in.
Derrick Rose is gonna get in because he won an MVP.
I don't know, bro.
Every person that's ever won an MVP is in the Basketball Hall of Fame.
But the thing is, everyone that's ever won an MVP has had a great career.
Yeah. But then again, the Basketball Hall of Fame, they'll vote him in off sympathy because they'll be like, well, he would have been this damn good.
Yeah, thanks.
He'll get that. They do that type of shit, which is why the NFL Hall of Fame is so much better because they're not going to do that shit. But that's why Sterling Sharpe's still not in the Hall of Fame, even though he's one of the greatest receivers of all time.
The thing is, I don't really know if, because I used to think, damn, that's what the Basketball Hall of Fame do. Because when they got Grant Hill in, I'm like, damn, they doing it because of what could have been. But that nigga had a fucking fantastic college career. So if he went to the NBA, he was getting in the Basketball Hall of Fame. Christian Laettner is in the Basketball Hall of Fame because Christian Laettner is one of the greatest college players of all time. Nigga ain't do shit in the league.
So crazy.
J.J. Redick is going to get into the Basketball Hall of Fame.
100%.
And J.J. Redick is my favorite college basketball player of all time. But
really? That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's my favorite college basketball player of all time. And, I mean, he was just a shooter in the league. A great shooter. Really good player, but just a shooter. And it took him years to blossom. So, I don't know. I don't think we'll ever see it, but it'll be nice. If they had, okay, so if they started an NBA Hall of Fame, right? Fresh, nobody's in it. And they got to choose 5 retired players. Tomorrow, they announce, hey, we're doing the NBA Hall of Fame. 5 retired players will be the first class. Who's the 5 y'all picking? Not by position. It ain't got to be by position, just 5 players.
Who going first?
Go ahead.
Let's see. Bill Russell, Jordan, Kobe, Wilt, Magic.
I'm gonna go. MJ, Kareem, Magic, Shaq. And Kobe. Oh, God damn, that's a lot of Lakers, but yeah.
Did you say 5?
That's top off. Yeah. Kobe, Shaq, Bill. Hold on. Kobe, Shaq, Bill. God damn it, who else did I say? Kareem and Magic, yeah.
Wait, first you said Jordan.
Oh, yeah. No, I did say Jordan.
God damn, bitch.
I'm not mad, bro. My bad, bro. Hey, I'm this wax, man. This wax hitting different today. Okay, let me start over. Boom. Okay, boom. Jordan, Kobe, Shaq, Kareem, and Magic. For sure.
That's 5. For me, obviously MJ, Bill, Wilt. Damn.
Gotta put Kobe because Kobe is Kobe. Like, you know what I'm saying,
I don't know, bro. Like,
it's because he's no longer here. The impact of his death is gonna get him in.
Yeah,
I want to put Kobe because of that. But what Bird and Magic did for the game was like,
yeah, I forgot about Bird.
But you know, in that instance, it don't matter what 5 they would pick to put in. There's going to be a huge uproar about who doesn't make it.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Because right now I'm like, damn, I didn't already name Jordan, Russell, and Will. Mm-hmm. And the people I'm choosing from for the next 2 are Kareem, Bird, Magic, and Kobe. 2 people going to be missing. And all 4 got an argument to go in. So it's like, I don't know. Hopefully they do more than 5 if they did. But for my last 2, I'm going to just go. I'm gonna go Kareem and Magic. That's crazy. 4 of them niggas is Lakers.
That's what I'm saying. See, that's why after I did mine, I was like, God damn. I said Russell first, and then I took Russell out and added.
That's nuts.
Oh no.
But moving on from sports tomorrow. Oh damn, we ain't talked to Derek since he caught up on WandaVision, Jerron.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That shit was crazy. That bitch Wanda, well. Where they incorporated the whole like end game, like everybody was coming back. We're not gonna have capacity, like that shit was crazy. The way that they did it, like I really, that's whenever obviously, and that was the real attention we got. But I was like, oh okay, they're doing this. I haven't had a chance to watch the most recent episode yet. So I haven't. I'm pretty sure the last one. How many episodes is out now? No, not the most recent one. I haven't seen that one yet.
You didn't watch the one from last Friday?
No, I haven't.
Nigga,
What you waiting on?
But I've been busy, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, no, I'm not even busy. I'm lying like a motherfucker, boy. I just got Cold War, bro, and this new zombies outbreak, boy. Been going
Listen, nigga. You're not on a gamers podcast. You're not. All right. God damn.
If I send you the notes and be like, bro, we about to talk about Call of Duty, then you prioritize Call of Duty, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? This nigga here. Hey, but you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? If we were a gamers podcast, he'd be like, man, I ain't even played that duty yet. I've been watching WandaVision, man. I've been bullshitting.
Bro. I fucked up my entire head, bro.
Bro, WandaVision, like... 30 minutes, 40 minutes long for the last episode last week. The next one, the last episode is tomorrow.
That's it?
Yeah. That's what I've heard.
Nigga, you can play Cold War all you want after that.
Oh, and then I'm not gonna lie. I forgot Snowfall came back out, so I was watching Snowfall. Oh.
Okay, I am gonna watch
Snowfall. Snowfall is hard.
I don't, you watch it.
Oh, that shit.
I'm on season two.
Oh boy, hurry up, nigga! Because season 4 just started off with some
shit. Yeah, well, the reason I ain't been watching it is because me and my girl been arguing, and I don't have her Hulu password, so I've been in my house. I've been watching it at her house. I've been at my house the last couple of days, and I didn't get her Hulu password before we got into it, and I can't ask her for it now because it's gonna be like, nigga, fuck you. So I gotta wait till we get back on good terms. So I can get that Hulu password up off of it just in case this shit happens again. I can still watch Snowfall.
I'll let you use it.
Real nigga.
But he let me use his HBO Max, bro. I got my own profile and everything.
Listen, I was using...
When I signed into my HBO Max, nigga.
You said what?
The profile, D. Yeah. I'm like... Yeah. D.
Yo, that's disrespectful. This nigga made his own phone.
Look. This is why I did it. I feel like it was more respectful to have made my own shit than go and fuck up his, you know what I'm saying? Everything he had going on. I wouldn't try to fuck up his, like, keep watching, and you know what I'm saying? He got all some extra shit all in his way. I was like, no, fuck that. I ain't trying to be that nigga.
I remember I had, like, my old Netflix before I changed my password on niggas. My grandmother had it. Some other people had it. I go into my recently watch or continue watching. I'm like, I ain't never watched this shit. What the fuck?
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, I did that. I had that problem with my ex's little sister. She had my password. She had my password to my Netflix for years. And the only reason I didn't take it off, she was so young. She was like 11. So I'm not about to hit my ex up and be like, yo, tell your little sister to log out of my motherfucking... I'm not going to do that. But I get on there, I'm like, I know damn well I ain't watched no fucking Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs recently. You feel me? Like, I know that wasn't me. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. But I got Dell's login. I got Dell's login for his Hulu on my PlayStation, but this nigga don't even remember his own login. He don't even use his Hulu right now that he paid for it because he can't remember his login. He uses baby mama shit.
What?
Yes.
And he's still paying for it.
Yeah.
Bro, he's just a different type of nigga right there, boy.
With my old Netflix, bro. I had to make another Netflix. And my old Netflix, I couldn't cancel the subscription because the email that I had linked to it, I didn't have access to no more. And I couldn't log into my Netflix, so I couldn't send it.
Nigga was just stuck in limbo.
I couldn't tell them, hey, Netflix. Send a change password thing to my email because I couldn't get to that either. So the shit just kept paying, right? I lost my card one day. Had to
you
get
canceled that card. Yeah.
You should have been canceled that hoe.
But yeah, I'm gonna hit you for that Hulu expeditiously.
I'm gonna send you. You know I forget. You know I forget, nigga. I'm a text.
And you don't even smoke, bro. You be forgetting. That shit crazy.
I be forgetting, bro. I don't know why.
That's big empty ass head.
You know what I'm saying? You got all that big ass head for nothing, boy. How the fuck?
I gotta tell the story now. I gotta tell the story.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yo, I'm so glad you're about to tell this because I was gonna ask you later. So yeah, I already know what you're about to say.
So a cinder block fell on my head when I was 7 years old.
So, like a whole ass cinder block.
Swear to God. You can ask my brothers. They was there.
So, no, like a full ass cinder block.
They be
like
fucking you up, bro. They dropped the cinder block on you. Oh, shit.
This what happened.
Some assholes.
This what happened. So we was kids. We was out. My mom and a couple of the other adults on the block was just sitting out front. So we had went around back and was playing. We had like a football or some shit. So they was doing like, they weren't really doing construction, but they was like doing something out back where it was like, it was a bunch of dirt and it was like a wall of cinder blocks basically. So hold up, I gotta remember. Okay, because I was about to tell the lie that I told my mom, but I stuck with the lie so long
that you just became the truth.
That I was like, damn, which story is the truth?
It became the truth. That's it.
I remember what story the truth is. So me and my only one of the brothers that the Walls of Jericho joint, only one of them was there. I got two brothers I know since four. The one that was there.
Those niggas really good that too.
With the Walls of Jericho joint.
That shit's still funny too.
With my brother Tavon. But the brother involved in this story is my brother Sean.
Damn, so, I don't mean to interrupt you. I was trying to hug you real quick in a Zoom meeting by sharing a meme I found of a squeezed head, but you got it set to where only the host can share the meme, and I'm pissed.
I didn't even know that was a setting, and now I'm not changing it because you're trying to hold me.
Now that shit's staying forever.
Why you want to send it to the group chat? Nobody's gonna see this.
Because I wanted you to see it just while we was talking. I wanted it to just pop up on the screen while you was telling the story.
Deron is a different type of hoe, boy. That's why this nigga Deron
wanted me to tell this story and just die laughing for that.
Oh God, exactly.
Like that time when we was talking, and we was talking about him being in a relationship, and he sent that message to the group chat.
Oh my fucking God, boy!
Bro, I can't believe he did that. I can believe he did it, but I can't believe he did it.
Bro, I can. It's just so plausible. I mean, like, it's funny. Because that's just some shit Jerome would do, bro.
Hey,
I
should have
expected it.
I believe that he was mad for a second, and then he just looped his hold up.
Hold on.
I'm going to finish telling the story. So it was a wall of cinder blocks, and me and my brother Sean, he like 2-3 years older than me. We was dumb. We was like, bet I could climb to the top of it faster than you can. So we was climbing to the top. And as we climbing, I think I had slipped and fell down. I landed on my feet. But when I slipped and fell down, I pulled one of the cinder blocks down with me. And as I came down, I landed on my feet. That motherfucker landed right on the top of my forehead.
Damn. And I
still got the scar. And I just instantly start crying.
Oh, that's where that scar on your forehead come from?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, damn, that makes sense.
Oh, I thought you like survived an abortion or some shit. I didn't know what.
God damn, nigga. What is that, a home abortion, nigga?
Bro. You a whole ass nigga. Going into the whole
I told you. A different type of hoe. But him, he says And he swears he's not as bad as Cal. You and Cal are on the exact same level.
Nah, you just be trying to tag team whenever. You know Cal was reaching like a motherfucker in that group chat the other day.
I don't like Cal because Cal is like one of the few niggas that can really get under his skin.
But yesterday, the other day, he wasn't even under my skin. I'm like, fam, you fucking reaching. Like,
he was definitely reaching.
Like, this is
100%. 100%. But I knew he was. Dirt.
Yeah.
I don't just back Cal. I back anybody. I'll hoe anybody. I'm just there to feel the fire.
He said I'll hoe anybody.
Yeah, you could have hoed Cal and said, nah, nigga, you fucking reaching, but you want to piggyback.
Because I've already been on your ass about that pomegranate mule beer that you was drinking or whatever the fuck that shit was.
So, I drank the beer one time. I'm just an investor in this fucking company. I drank one beer one time.
My boy hit the group chat with a pomegranate beer, and I wasn't sure how to feel. I was like, I'm disappointed in my man.
But the thing is, I already told y'all, I'll try any beer. I love beer. I'll try anything. That's not, like once.
That's not even beer at that point. That's like a cooler.
I'll try anything once. That's why
IPAs. That shit's always been funny. Yeah, I can't drink no IPAs.
Them just get you fucked up. They be strong than a motherfucker.
But they taste like I don't know, spoiled fruit, nigga. It's the best way.
You gotta get the right IPA, like, cause there's IPAs.
I'm lying. There are a couple. Like, we served one at my job, Martin House Friday, because there's a brewery like right up the street. That's actually kind of fire. But I'm not gonna just order. I'm not gonna spend money on it. Somebody buy me some. You know, somebody has something I'll drink on.
IPAs are expensive as hell. I only drink them because my mom buy them all the time. She the one that got me into them. She likes IPAs. Exactly. And
for the price of a six pack of these IPAs, they got that's half the price of my bottle of Woodford.
My mom bought one IPA. I think it's called the Old Dirty Bastard.
Group chat. I finally looked at it. Yo,
that's why I wanted you to see it while you was telling your story, because you would have fell out.
That nigga busted out laughing. Man, I gotta get into this one.
Please open the chat, bro. Please,
I can't stand this nigga, bro.
That's why I was trying to share that shit, man.
Yo, this man is a fool.
All right.
Yo, that nigga shit got squeezed.
The ball, bro.
I ain't even finished telling the dad. All right, hold on. Let me finish this shit up. So I had just instantly start crying. And my brother Tavon was like, yo, Maurice, run around the corner right now. I said, why? Crying. Nigga, I didn't know my face was full of blood. I thought I was
crying.
Plus it was dark out, so I can't like see the blood dripping away or nothing like that. So I run around the corner and my mother just starts screaming, like, what the fuck happened? And a whole bunch of other shit. I had
here we go.
My head, and they had to put this long ass needle in my shit, bro.
To numb your shit up.
Facts.
Nope. Exactly what
the story I told my mom was we was back there playing football, which we was, and I told her that the football landed on top of the cinder block wall and that we had to climb up to get it. And when I was climbing up, I slipped and fell. I ain't tell her. I was like, hey, let's climb a cinder block wall. No, I ain't tell her that shit. I ain't feel like getting my ass beat.
Y'all, so
oh God.
My girl just blocked me. Cause she tried to call me and I forwarded the call because I'm recording and she going the fuck off. I'm like, fam, I'm recording.
Yeah.
No, she didn't know I was recording. I told you in the argument,
I love this podcast, boy.
I'm recording right now. Like, I'm gonna call you back when I'm done recording. And she going the fuck off. So could you expedite that Hulu password? Because it don't look like I'm getting her shit in no time soon.
Boy. Yo,
I'm about to make some shit right now. Overnight shipping, nigga. Hold up. Nigga about to get free shipping on this bitch.
Boy.
God damn. I can't do shit.
Yeah. My boy is struggling.
Kill said, so my girl just blocked me.
You know what's crazy? She's on my phone plan. Like, she's on my phone plan. How do you fuck you block my number and you on my phone plan?
I'll go
to the T-Mobile app and turn that shit off right now.
Right, motherfucking dog.
Only reason it would be useless because she had her house with Wi-Fi, so she'd still be able to use the motherfucker, but I'd still feel good. You feel me?
It's like you're making those motherfucking phone calls. With a text, goddamn
it. Damn, we was supposed to be talking about WandaVision and shit. So, damn, you can't even. This nigga ain't even watched the 8th episode, bro. I'm tight. So, this nigga, man, everything.
Chill, man.
I'm over here like, all right, let's talk about episode 8. Let's talk about, you know, what our predictions going to be for episode 9. And here go Derek.
Yeah, my bad. Snowfall was hard.
Derek doing what Derek does.
You want to talk about Snowfall? That shit went off.
I ain't watched Snowfall, nigga. I don't want to talk about Snowfall. But you the only nigga on the show on the goddamn podcast. Man. Snowfall. Nigga talking about, let's talk about
I watch it. I'm just on season 2.
That's why I said he the only one that's caught up.
Oh, yeah. Excuse the noise you may hear in the background, the little doo doo doo. That's me logging into Hulu with Maurice's account. So
the boy had to let that shit be known.
Had to let it be known. Just in case y'all heard it, I'm logging in because my nigga's a real nigga.
Yep. Oh God. I'm
gonna have to clip that. Nigga said that live on the podcast, bet.
Oh yeah. So now when I'm home on Facebook, he'd be like, remember that one time you said I was a real nigga?
Speaking of Facebook, shout out
thinking them segues.
Segway God, boy. Segway God.
That's your cousin, right?
Yeah, that's cousin. That's the fam.
Shout out to that nigga. That nigga hilarious, boy.
Boy, that roast session was funny as shit. I was rolling.
Boy, I ain't roasted that nigga in a long time on Facebook, so I had to like. And when I told you I was getting material, I wasn't even getting material for him. I thought you was doing it for me and Trey. So I was saving pictures of trailing and shit, right?
Oh, shit.
So now, anytime this nigga try me, I just got a whole bunch of pictures ready. Just
When you said trailer was a hoe, because he was like, you can roast Maurice easily. He was like, damn, nigga, that's how you feel.
Oh, God. He's like, I thought we was cool, nigga. What the fuck?
Nigga, I got a whole bunch of memes, comparisons, pictures, and all that. Just save the trail and thinking I'm about to go to war with this nigga. Then I go on the comments and he is on my ass. I'm like, shit, now I got to do extra work.
And you at work the entire time.
Right. That shit was funny as fuck, though. I can't remember. It was one thing this nigga said.
He's going crazy.
And I can't remember what it was.
You said it looked like you sell soap. You go from door to door selling soap.
No, or I said that.
That shit murdered me, boy. That bro.
I said he looked like a traveling sock salesman.
That's what it was. Bro,
killed me. Bro, you was killing that. You was killing that nigga's gear, bro. I was like, damn, cuz. My nigga really thought he was fresh, and you fucked that whole shit up. I was like, damn, you ain't let my nigga make it on the clothes.
I was like, damn, all right, nigga got nice whip and all that, but I looked at his fit, and when I looked at the fit, I was like, oh, damn, I can't use this. This shit look like it's from, like, 2013. I was like, wait, this nigga took this last year?
Yo.
Nah, but he added me on Facebook. That nigga funny as a bitch. Shout out
to him.
Yeah, that shit.
Was,
I had a roast
session
like that.
So. That's my cousin that I always tell y'all about that played at Toledo, the one that played with Kareem Hunt. That's him.
Yeah, when I was going through his pictures, I seen that he played football.
Yeah.
What was I about to say? Yeah, I ain't had no roast session like that since the shop was like the shop. So
boy, the good old days, for real. Yeah, that.
I usually sit back and instigate shit. I ain't really, well, no, I don't know if the turtle shit count.
That shit was
funny. About to say, that was the last time like we had someone really blow up in a long time, and that shit blew up.
Bro, that shit was funny. That nigga trailer had memes for days.
That was 50% Trayvon too. That was all Trey, bro. Trey was just going crazy.
Ass, bro. Oh my God, I was at work in tears watching that shit, and this nigga Derek was late to the party. I can't believe it.
Bro, I know Derek was sick.
Bro, I'm at the job, and I just got to check Facebook. All I see is the group chat drawing, like, get your ass in the shot. We are killing Cal. I'm like, how I miss on the only chance to really kill this nigga Cal, and I'm over here at work. Serving these white
guys, bro. Come on, Calvin definitely due for a roast session for years. Nobody's ever been, we've never been able to get this motherfucker, but we got his ass.
I just pulled up the post, right? Because I had to see some of this shit. I had to see some of this shit. Traylon was really destroying this nigga, bro.
Bro.
So just no, do not pass go. Do not collect 200.
Yo, I'm trying. It was one shit that Traylon said. Yo, he posted the thing said Cal when he sees the turtle, and it's just a picture of Guy Fury pulling gasoline.
Some people know what we're talking about. One of our Facebook friends said that he used to light turtles on fire for fun as a kid, and so in true Traylon fashion, this nigga got a hold of it and unleashed every single meme.
Yo, the nigga said the one pet. Hold up, I gotta get myself together, bro.
Bro, Traylon really killed this nigga.
Nigga said, all right, hold up.
Nigga said, boy, can't even get it out.
The one pet that tried to fight back.
And it's a picture. And his Moto Jojo all fucked up.
Yeah, yo. Oh my God. Bro, I gotta get
shit.
I die on this podcast, bro.
I'm over here in tears, bro. Oh, man. I said too much. Now you're going to have to post some of the memes on your Twitter so that people know what the fuck you're talking about.
Oh, man.
You got to take the screenshots to Twitter and see if that shit goes viral.
Nigga post, yo, fucking X posted a picture of this goddamn turd, this lizard head, yo. Nigga said the lizard in the corner, like, fuck that turtle.
Hey, that picture, that's a legless lizard. I remember we was having a conversation about legless lizards. I remember we talked about it. I don't know which group chat we talked about it in or where we was at, but I remember having this conversation. But that's a legless lizard, which is not the same thing as a snake.
This nigga, then I posted a picture of that nigga punching a nigga in the face. Oh shit, we gotta move on because I can't take it.
Yeah, that shit was.
The main thing I wanted to talk about is basically like, hold on now. Fuck this shit. All right. So, the last topic I wanted to get into was, I mentioned cancel culture to y'all. Now, what I say with cancel culture is, you know, somebody do something, come out about somebody. They like, oh, this person's canceled. We not fucking with this person no more. Bop, bop, bop. And I say that because Disney and Marvel just announced that T.I. won't be in the third Ant-Man movie. And granted, T.I. won't be missed in Ant-Man. Like, to be honest, yeah. I'm a T.I. fan. I forgot he was in Ant-Man until they said it.
But yeah.
It's just, it got me thinking. I understand why they did it because of the allegations, and Disney got a reputation now and want to be, you know, caught up or involved in that shit if any of this stuff comes out to be true.
Shit. Even if it's false, they still ain't put Johnny Depp back in the Pirates series.
Oh, God, they didn't.
Not even just Pirates. Just, he was in that new Harry Potter series.
Yeah, the Fantastic Beasts.
Warner Brothers still has his accuser and his abuser.
Amber Heard. Ain't shit as
bitch. She's still an Aquaman.
Ain't shit as hoe. That shit crazy. Fuck her. Fuck with her too.
I used to fuck with her heavy, her fine ass, but nah, fuck that.
Oh, sexy. It's always the sexy bitches that just, god damn, they always come out and just fuck, like, god damn, man.
I hate fuck the shit out of her.
Oh, Christ, I would. This for Johnny. I swear to God, you a hoe.
Nah, but the whole cancel culture thing, I'm kind of over it at this point. I'm not really with canceling people. It's just I choose not to fuck with the person. If you decide not to, that's fine. Because if we're being honest, bro, no one's ever really been successfully canceled.
Ever.
Like, when has that?
I wouldn't say nobody.
Name a person. Where name a person where somebody did something wrong, you know, on social media, and everybody collectively agreed we no longer fuck with this person.
Oh, Paula Deen. She did get canceled. Sorry about that.
She's still Bill Cosby.
Nah, motherfucker, still it's still a lot of Bill Cosby supporters out there.
Yeah, but his shit is canceled. Like his shit is canceled. That's what I'm talking about. Like, okay. There's never going to be anybody where everybody collectively agrees. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we live in a society where you can see somebody get killed on film and people will argue whether or not if that's what killed him, George Floyd. So it's just like, we're never going to have everybody agree. But as far as just the cancellation, like their work and their reputation, I think there have been several successful cancellations. Ari Spears is another one. He got canceled. Well, he got blackballed.
What was Ari Spears canceled for?
For what he said about Key and Peele. He was talking about how, like, they're funny, but they're white people funny. Like, niggas didn't create them. And if you notice, like, they're awkward around black people, and all of their friends are white. They're married white women. Like, they were like, they don't come from us. Him saying, he was like, they're great. They're good at what they do, but they're not black comedy. And that shit bit him in the ass.
It's true, though.
It's nothing he said was false, but it bit him in the ass.
I ain't know the nigga was canceled. I'm going to see the nigga next Friday. What are you talking about?
Yeah, he's canceled with a different demographic. He still get love from the hood. His shows still be sold out. You know what I'm saying? He's one of my favorite comedians of all time. Like, I feel like he's underrated as fuck. The fact that he hasn't been in TV and movies in over a decade is ridiculous.
I think people get, like, so caught up in his impressions, they don't really take the time to look at the rest of his comedy for real.
Yeah.
Because his impressions are, like, so good.
But his comedy in general is just, like, his specials, like, I still watch his specials, and they're old as hell, but his specials are top-notch. It's not too many comedians in this area that's fucking with Ari Spears.
Facts.
I mean, you got... You know, you got Dave, you got Corey Holcomb, and rest in peace to Patrice O'Neill.
Facts.
That's pretty much it. Maybe Cat Williams.
Chris Rock.
I wouldn't consider Chris Rock this era.
Oh, you said this era.
This era.
Or Dave.
Dave's this era because he's... some of Dave's best shit has come out in this era.
Okay.
So he transcends multiple eras, just like Ari Spears transcends multiple eras.
Because they still putting stuff out, is what you
mean. Yeah. Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, and even though Chris Rock put out something in this era, that shit was weak. Tambourine.
Yeah, I like that.
I don't know if people I don't know if y'all watched any of Deion Cole stuff, but that nigga's
hilarious. Yo, that Deion Cole special was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that nigga funny as fuck, boy.
Yeah. Deion Cole, he's also very underrated. He's getting the love he deserves finally, because he's been putting in work for a long ass time. He's been hot since like Comic View and shit like that. Like, people don't realize he was on that. He go way back. He's finally starting to get the work, the love he deserves. He's kind of on that D-Ray Davis. He's kind of in that lane to where, like, he's easily just as funny, as anybody you can name, but they don't really get the love and appreciation that they deserve.
Yeah.
Because D-Ray Davis is bro.
Everybody.
That's a funny motherfucker, bro.
Yeah. I have never seen anybody that said they didn't find D-Ray Davis funny. He's another comedian. He's like Dave Chappelle. If you don't find D-Ray Davis funny, there's something wrong with you. Because that nigga's hilarious.
The cancel culture stuff. I'll speak on it, you know, how I feel about it and my thoughts about it. But start with you, Derek. What's your opinion on cancel culture? Motherfuckers canceling people for, you know. Do you think cancel culture is working? Do you think it's necessary, or do you think it's toxic? What's your thoughts on it?
I definitely think it's a little on the toxic side. I don't think it really works as much as people would like it to work. I feel like the whole idea of it, in certain situations, it sounds good. But like in the end, there's not too many people, and especially in this day and age, you're never really gonna be able to cancel somebody to the fullest. It's so easy to have a following and continue to carry a following in social media and, you know, all these other factors. Like, you'll never really get anybody canceled unless, you know, they pull a Trump and completely ban this nigga and niggas from all social media. So yeah, I don't know. I really don't see the point in it. I think it's dumb as fuck. Cancel culture is toxic to the motherfucker, in my opinion.
For me, it's I feel like cancel culture actually more often than not creates it has an adverse effect. So like you try to cancel somebody for being racist, and now the racists are pouring out their money to support this person. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the type of shit that happens when you try to cancel somebody. A lot of times the person that's being canceled, the support from the other side ramps up even more to prevent you from canceling, because that they've now become a poster child for whatever fucked up thing they might have done or were accused of doing. The people that agree or support those type of actions or anything like that, they you now giving them a voice and a face, and they behind it 100%. You know, it's counterproductive.
That's why.
And the fact that cancel culture tries to cancel everybody, it's just like you could get canceled for anything.
And the issue with the cancel culture shit is, like, they don't even give motherfuckers a chance to make a mistake, bro. Like,
mm-hmm.
Bro, I don't care what nobody say. The funniest nigga on the internet right now is Drewski. That nigga's hilarious, bro. I have not seen one of that nigga videos I did not laugh at yet. When the whole Black Lives Matter thing happened, he was out in the streets and stuff, you know, and he was getting interviewed, and he kind of turned it into a skit. Wrong time to do it, we get it, but that's his first mistake. Y'all don't let people learn from their mistakes. A motherfucker make one mistake and y'all like, oh, this motherfucker canceled, we can't fuck with them no more, like, bop, bop, yeah. Bop. I'm like, yo,
oh, he's using this to promote his platform, it's a platform for his page, right. That's about, yeah,
like,
no, that's
maybe
not it at all.
Doing something, maybe he was like, all right, it's a dark time, I'm gonna try to make motherfuckers laugh,
and try to make light of the situation in a way, like, so try in some way,
right? And maybe niggas would have been like, yo, we appreciate it, we see what you're doing, but that wasn't the right time to do it.
That's not it.
All right, cool. Yeah, like, that's not it. Instead, y'all like, oh, he canceled, and y'all didn't cancel him. The nigga still one of the hottest on the internet right now. The nigga was in Drake video.
Yeah.
Cancellation failed. I just recently hopped off the whole cancellation thing because I was on the cancel the Tory Lanez shit. But after a while, I was like, bro, I don't really even care that much. Like, if somebody else want to listen to Tory Lanez music, so be it. Like, you have the right to do that. And I'm on the same way with the R. Kelly shit. Like, cause you know how motherfuckers is with R. Kelly, boy. They can't let R. Kelly go for shit. And I'm just like, if I choose to stop listening to R. Kelly, cool. If you want to listen to R. Kelly, do your thing, bro. Like, even like, it was easy for me to stop listening to Tory Lanez because I never really fucked with Tory Lanez like that to begin with. But I'm over the whole cancel Tory Lanez thing. I just don't care for it. I don't care for a lot of the cancellation shit. If the whole T.I. shit comes out to be true, I'm not going to be like, oh, cancel. Well, they've been trying to cancel T.I. because of making wild comments, but
yeah, he be saying some outlandish shit, and it's like now they like
we got you, finally got you.
They look like, bro. So something came out. I guess they trying to do it to Anthony Mackie right now, the nigga that played Falcon in the MCU.
Wait, what?
Papa Doc.
Yeah, he will forever be Papa Doc.
Yeah, this guy's an Avenger. His real name's Clarence.
I seen a tweet resurface on the timeline, and it was like, Anthony Mackie says a woman should be making her man a sandwich. That's the headline on the tweet. Here's the issue. Tweet was from 2015, bro. And he was on the Wendy Williams show, and when I looked at the clip, everything made sense. He was like, if me and you out, we together, and the dude say something to you smart, what you want me to do? Punch him in his mouth, right? Rightfully so. If we go out on a date and I say, hey, let's bit the bill Dutch, and you say no, you shouldn't, rightfully so. So I should pay. So why can't I, my woman, make me a sandwich? If I'm out mowing the lawn, why can't you bring me a lemonade? But that kind of goes into another topic of women wanting old school men, but not wanting to be old school women. But we gonna
see. Yeah.
Oh boy,
that's a whole different.
I was about to say, we got enough time for that tonight.
Save that.
Let me put that in the notes. We gonna save that. But yeah, I'm over the whole cancel culture thing, bro. Like, it's not gonna stop. It's toxic as fuck, bro. Like, it's like they trying to cancel somebody new every week. Like with the James Gunn shit, I'm glad he got his job back with Guardians of the Galaxy. They tried to get that nigga up out of there for some shit that happened 8 years ago that he apologized for, and y'all want him to apologize again.
Wait, I didn't hear about that one. What's that one?
This was years ago when he got fired from Guardians of the Galaxy years ago because of some jokes or some tweets that came out. Like, it was like some dark humor shit, and it had something to do with like kids or something. I can't remember exactly what it was. The shit wasn't funny. It was wrong, but he ended up apologizing for it. And then they wanted him to apologize for it again when they found out about it. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
And then when he did, y'all still told him that wasn't enough. So what do y'all want?
I'm also not a big fan of apologizing once the public is like crying for your apology, because now it's like, regardless of if you mean it or not, it's gonna come off like you don't mean it.
Exactly.
You only saying it because you in this situation. You know what I'm saying? So in his instance, he apologized years ago, so he should be like, I've already apologized for this shit. Like, why are y'all trying to make this a thing again? Like,
recently was trying to cancel Justin Timberlake because the Britney Spears documentary came out. Now, granted, I didn't watch the Britney Spears documentary. Apparently something happened between them and like after their relationship or whatever. And everybody was trying to cancel Justin Timberlake, and he came out and apologized, and they was like, oh, now you want to apologize because the documentary out. Bro, to be honest, that nigga could have apologized to her years ago behind the scenes, and we'd have never known.
Yeah. All right.
But y'all want to cancel.
I seen some people talking about canceling Justin Timberlake because of the titty shit with Janet Jackson.
I remember that too.
And I'm just like, y'all know that she agreed to that, right? Like, that was like, that was a surprise thing that they were doing. Like, it wasn't like
he just did it.
It wasn't like he just did it. First of all, she had on a leather suit with a breakaway titty patch. I just hate it, man. Like,
I know. Rubs head, nigga.
It's like, but the thing about it is, the people that are the biggest for the cancel culture are the same ones that advocate for everybody expressing themselves the way they believe. Like, if you can't have it both ways, no, you want everybody to express themselves as long as they agree with you, which is the very opposite of what you're saying. Me, I want everybody to express themselves the way they believe, so that way I know who the fuck I'm dealing with. I'm not agreeing with you. If I don't fuck with your views and, you know, certain things that you say and believe, that if I can't fuck with, I'm not gonna fuck with you. feel free to spew that shit all you want to. Just, I'm not gonna fuck with it. But I'm not, I don't want to take away your right and your ability to do that, because I don't want nobody doing that shit to me. Because I say a lot of shit people don't agree with or don't fuck with. And there's a lot of people that probably don't fuck with me because of my views on things. Cool. I'm still gonna say what the fuck I say. You know what I'm saying? You can say what the fuck you say. We all agree to disagree. You go say your shit over there, I'm gonna say my shit over here. Simple as that. But for some reason, there's a lot of people that don't get that. Or on any side of the political spectrum that you agree on.
I was about to say something and it slipped my mind. Shit. Oh well.
It's a big ass slip with your big head at.
Bitch ass nigga. Anyway, yeah, that's I'm over it. Like, if you don't want to fuck with something, that's cool, but don't try to collectively cancel somebody, because history shows it's not gonna work, bro. Just like with the whole the Meek Mill Kobe thing, I had an issue with the line, but I wasn't coming on saying, "Oh, I'm trying to cancel Meek." I'm gonna still listen to Meek. Like, I'm not a big Meek fan, but I'm gonna still listen to Meek. And even before that line, everybody knows Meek is corny. Like, Meek can rap his ass.
This is not a surprise.
Meek's corny nigga. It's not a surprise. Not gonna try to cancel Meek for it, bro. You fucked up. It was a bad line. It don't really seem like he's taking accountability for it. That's fine. Whatever. Move on from it. Like, it is what it is.
And I really don't have a problem with the line, but I'm also a hip hop purist, and I believe in saying whatever the fuck you want to say in a line. So
I mean, but sometimes it's like I'm an advocate for saying whatever you want to say in hip hop in a line, but sometimes when you're just throwing stuff in there for no reason, and then it's something offensive, and then, like, bro, the line didn't even make sense with the bar that came before it, so the line didn't even be there.
Yeah.
Like,
if he could have went without it.
Yeah, he could have went without it, and the line wasn't even that great, so you really could have went without it. It wasn't trash. Yeah. It wasn't trash by any means, but it wasn't a bar.
They tried to cancel the baby over that JoJo Siwa line.
But yeah. I think they said it was something behind that. I didn't look into it because I really don't care about the baby or JoJo Siwa. But
at all.
Trying to make it seem like, oh, they beefing. And I think somebody mentioned something. Something behind it. I don't know. But
the baby actually came out and was like, yo, I have no beef with you. The bar just went over their heads.
Then again, I don't listen to the baby. I didn't even listen to the song. I just heard the bar. So
I ain't gonna lie, he killed that shit. I know you don't fuck with the baby, but
no, I fuck with him. It's just it kind of ran its course with me already. Like, it's some stuff I could listen to him, but I can't really listen to him like how when he first came out, because it's like, bro, everything
it's all the same.
Yeah, and it happens with a lot of rappers.
Go listen to that beatbox freestyle though. He smashed that shit like for real.
I'm gonna listen to it.
The video is dope too.
It seemed like his kind of beat though, so I'm pretty sure he slid on that.
Yeah, it's right. Yeah, it's right up his alley. He snapped. But y'all know I fuck with the baby tough, even though I know he is repetitive and like a lot of his shit. Well, all his shit sounds the same outside of Rockstar. But I fuck with it because I like his flow. Like, he's not biting anybody. It's his flow. I fuck with originality, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it all sounds the same, but it's him. So that's why I ain't tripping about the lack of diversity with his flow.
One thing you can say about the baby is you know what a baby song when you hit.
Yeah.
He's consistent. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really all we have for today. I ain't really expect us to get too deep into the cancel culture thing, because I figured we all had the same opinion on it. Like, the shit's trash. It's unnecessary.
It's fucking dumb.
Toxic.
It's unnecessary.
It's pointless.
Slap yourself if you support it.
I'm about to say, what other adjectives could we use to describe it? But I expected us to talk about WandaVision longer, but, you know, we're not going to go there.
Somebody won't be bitch made, you know.
The last episode of WandaVision comes out tomorrow. We will be doing just a regular episode just about WandaVision. I'm pretty sure some side stuff will come from it, like always, but we're gonna review the episode. I don't know when that's gonna be out. Depends on when Derek fucking watches the watches two episodes of WandaVision. So that could be a month from now.
Yeah. But, a whole bitch. A whole bitch.
Mentioned it earlier, but thanks for everybody that supported the last episode. Y'all definitely did it up big. What else? I hope y'all stick around. Y'all gonna love it here. One of the best podcasts in the world. We calling it right now. No cap.
No cap.
So y'all better hop on this train early. Don't try hop on the bandwagon when niggas ain't already made it.
That's what I said on that post. Do it now before it's the cool thing to do.
Facts.
I mean, even when it's the cool thing to do, you can still hop on. I ain't gonna trip, but yeah, want to be one of the ones to be like, man, y'all niggas wasn't there when Mondarice podcast. Okay.
Oh, I'm not saying that we don't want to hop on. For real.
Yeah,
you don't want to be that. Yeah, you want to be one of, you want to be a pioneer. You want to be one of the founders. Come on now, revolutionize the game with us. Shatter the mold.
I want y'all to be the ones to complain when we go corporate and we ain't as raw as we used to be.
Never gonna happen. I ain't gonna say never.
I'll say they throw that bag at us. I'll send.
Yeah, you throw that bag on us. I cool it down.
Hey, I'm about to say y'all throw that bag. I'll delete my whole social media if I need to. Fuck you,
I need to anyway. But they wild though.
Oh God!
I'm gonna put this out there though, because I put it out there on Twitter, and a couple of my followers like retweeted it and tweeted at the nigga and liked it or whatever. And I'm gonna clip this because I want it to happen. And even if I gotta pay for it, if I gotta pay to have this person on, I'm gonna make it happen. I am a huge fan of RDC World. Yes. I've been a huge fan
of RDC World
for years. Been a fan. I'm not gonna say since the I will say since the beginning if you count is that the Rona? If you count the beginning of when people take anime too far, but I know that's not when they started. I want to get everybody call them Supreme Dreams. I want to get Mark Phillips as a guest on this podcast. And to be honest, I'd love all of them to come on, but I know like all of them on at once ain't really ideal for a podcast.
Yeah, and on top of that, it's 37,000 of them niggas. So
they got a whole fucking football team.
But how they did it together. They stuck together. Them niggas don't eat without each other. Them niggas get their money together. They came up together. They staying together. I respect that shit. I like that shit.
They're doing it. Want
to do with us. That's the kind of shit that, you know. You don't see a lot of niggas doing that.
Nah. Niggas' egos getting away, money, fact. Money make niggas switch up, but it's like everybody got their role, they know their role, they get their bag, and they keep eating.
Facts. So I'm clipping this right now. Y'all support me. I want y'all to retweet it, like it, repost it, share it, Instagram, tag the nigga, whatever you gotta do.
Mark, the same feeling you had when LeBron retweeted y'all videos. That's the feeling you can give us by hopping on the podcast, nigga.
Man, you couldn't say that any better, bro. Yeah, bro.
So I'm going to close this show out by saying, Mark Phillips, we would love to have you on the Mind of Reese podcast, brother, in 2021.
Yes, we are all very big fans of your work.
Right.
And you from Texas, you feel me? So, you know what I'm saying?
Man, you know what I'm saying? One Texan to another, you know.
You know what I'm saying? Any from Dallas, Fort Worth?
No, I want to say... Waco, I think they from
Waco.
Okay, yeah. Not too far out.
So two Texans to another, a Baltimorean to another, fellow black men to another, young niggas. You feel me? You younger than us. Hey, look, I'm about to be 28 next month. You younger than me, but I tell you straight up, I look up to you. So all I'm saying is, we gonna close the show out by saying we would love to have you on, brother. Signing off, Reese, Jerron, and Derek.
Sir. Peace out, in that order.